It's time for the Los Angeles Kings post-game show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
DePaul to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
And hi again, everybody. Back here in New Jersey, the Kings' eight-game winning streak comes to an end. The Devils win it by a score of 5-1. The three stars, as selected by the local media, star number three, Travis Zajac, the veteran center, 12-year veteran, all of his NHL games with the Devils, started the scoring tonight, did well in a checking role as well. Zajac, his second goal of the year. Made it 1-0 in the first period here, star number three. Corey Schneider was not busy. He only faced 14 shots and only allowed that goal on a deflection late in the third period. Corey Schneider, the win and goal, his 12th this season. Star number two, his record now 12-6-3. And Taylor Hall, who led the offense with a pair of goals, including a goal that proved to be the game winner. Taylor Hall now with 11 goals and a team-high 31 points. Taylor Hall, star number one. Corey Schneider, goaltender, star number two. And Travis Zajac with a goal, star number three. Again, 5-1 Devils, the final. We'll take a break. When we come back, the post game will feature the highlights. We'll be back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Got my picture taken for this year's holiday card. I look so good.
Your top reasons to visit Morongo.
Free gifts! Play with your card Thursdays to take home fine cookware by Rachel Ray.
Number two.
Dash through the season with a new Camaro. We're giving one away this Sunday.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
We've got Christmas dinner covered. Order a dinner to go with all the trimmings. Service for eight starting at $135.
Morongo. Good times.
Every time a player gets crunched into the boards, it's hard not to think of a delicious Nestle Crunch Bar. A rich, creamy chocolate bar made with 100% real milk chocolate and crisp rice. Since 1938, the mouth-watering Nestle Crunch Bar is made with only the highest quality ingredients, made from sustainable cocoa beans, no artificial colors or flavors, and now it's available in dark chocolate. It's the classic crunch you know and love. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. Available at your local grocery and convenience stores.
Sarah, can you step in here a moment?
Sure.
So, big news?
Oh?
You're being promoted to regional sales manager.
That's great to hear, Alan. Thank you.
Talk to corporate. Approve memo.
Tens of millions of songs, one for every moment. Amazon Music Unlimited. For a limited time only, sign up today and receive 3 months for 99 cents at amazon.com/musicunlimited. Automatically renews. Cancel anytime.
Sarah, you can leave now.
Okay.
Hey, Russell Wilson here, and I know how important exercise is.
It's essential, it's essential.
With Play 60, United Way and the NFL are helping kids stay active and play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids, healthy kids.
But what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org/play60, because great things happen when we live united.
Donate, donate.
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course, yes, of course.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Hall of Fame broadcaster Nick Nixon talks here. Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Back here in New Jersey, post-game show continues. Devils win it tonight by a score of 5-1. Devils scored two goals in a span of just under 3 minutes late in the first period. Zajac at 13:44, his second from Coleman and Gibbons. And then on a power play at 16:14, Taylor Hall got his first of two, and this was the game winner. Devils reset, Butcher to Hall. And now they come into the zone with Zacha and set it up. Right side, Brat, cross-ice feed, shot. Hall scores. Right wing to left wing, and as soon as Taylor Hall got the puck at the left dot, he one-timed it past Quick, who couldn't move left to right quick enough. Power play goal for the Devils, and the Devils are up 2-0. And for Hall, his 10th, Brat and Butcher, two rookies with the assist. That power play goal at 16:14 of the first made it 2-0. Again, that was the game winner. The Devils would add two more in the second period, and making it 3-0 at 15:42 was Taylor Hall. To Muzzin, left side, down low to Doughty at the goal line. In the left corner now, Doughty chased out to the blue line, cycles it back in deep, but Hall intercepts. His pass in the slot almost picked off by Toffoli. Puck comes to center. And now Muzzin inside his line, loses Hall, and on goal, shoots and scores! Jake Muzzin had the puck knocked off his stick by the quick Taylor Hall. Hall steals it, walks in on quick, and tucks it in between the pads on the backhand. Second goal of the game, 11th of the season for Taylor Hall. And the Devils are up 3-0. And the goal unassisted. Hall at 15:42, making it 3-0. Then 2 minutes later, off a faceoff win by Brian Boyle, Nason fed Boyle, who was left all alone at the left dot, and Boyle beat Quick down low between the pads, a goal Quick would like to have back. The ex-King Brian Boyle, his sixth, from Nason and Hayes to make it 4-0, and that was the score at the end of two. The third period, the clubs, as it turned out, traded goals. The Kings spoiled Corey Schneider's shutout bid at 12:04 of the third. And from the right side, score! Alec Martinez with a floater from the right wing boards. And it might have been deflected in front. Darryl thinks that maybe Torrey Mitchell got a touch on it. He was right at the top of the goal crease. They're going to talk this over. It may be challenged or reviewed, but the Kings are on the board. The Devils' lead is 4-1. And it is Mitchell's goal on the deflection with his stick right about the height of the crossbar. It wasn't reviewed, and they quickly resumed play. Mitchell's first goal as a King, Martinez and McDermott with the assist at 12:04. And then the Kings had a power play later in the game. Severson off for hooking, but they allowed a shorthanded goal to Brian Gibbons at 19:49, unassisted shorthanded goal. So Gibbons set up the game's first goal and finishes the scoring with a shorthanded goal at 19:49 of the third. Gibbons with 12 goals this season, and three of them have now been shorthanded. 5-1, the final. We'll take a break. We'll look at the scoreboard and the final numbers when we come back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time. Back here in New Jersey, a postgame continues. 5-1, the Devils win it, ending the Kings' 8-game winning streak. Time now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game, brought to you by Stanley Pest Control. Brian Gibbons, an all-around game for the Devils. He had 4 shots on goal. He had 3 takeaways. He assisted on the first goal of the game. He had a shorthanded goal late to close out the scoring. He was a +2. Good all-around game for the veteran journeyman forward. He is our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. Final numbers, the Devils outshoot the Kings 23-14. The 14 King shots in a game, the lowest, previous low is 20. The winner, Schneider, is now 12-6-3 in goal. Quick, the loser, his personal 6-game winning streak ends. Quick now 15-9-1. The Devils improve their home record to 7-5-2. On the road, the Kings fall to 10-4-1. On the power play, Kings were 0-3. Their power play on the road, now just 3 of 42 this season. The Devils' power play, 1 of 2. Taylor Hall's power play goal in the first period, it proved to be the game winner. That was with the man advantage. Now around the NHL, 8 of their games, end of 2 periods in St. Louis. Tampa Bay won, the Blues nothing. The Blues without Schwartz for about 6 weeks, ankle injury, without Petrangelo, lower body. He was placed on IR as well. And after 2, Tampa Bay won, the Blues nothing. End of 2 periods in Minnesota. Calgary and Minnesota are tied at 1. Mid-second period in Chicago, the Blackhawks lead the Panthers 1-0. These are finals. Buffalo beats Ottawa 3-2. Ottawa, one win in their last 13 games now. Philadelphia at home, they're playing well. They've won four straight now. They beat Toronto 4-2. Washington wins again, their fifth straight. They beat Colorado 5-2. And Connor McDavid had 4 points in Columbus tonight. Oilers beat the Blue Jackets 7-2. McDavid had a goal and three assists. And here tonight, Taylor Hall with two goals. Zajac, Boyle, and Gibbons with one apiece for New Jersey. Torrey Mitchell, the only goal for the Kings, as the Devils win it 5-1. Want to thank our network producers, Art Webb and Jose Fernandez, on-site producer Chris Michkowski. And next up, Friday at Madison Square Garden with the Rangers at 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 3:30 with the pregame. 4 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the network on the TV side. Alex and Jim, Fox Sports West at 4 o'clock. And for Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from the Prudential Center in New Jersey. The final score before a crowd of 13,275. The Devils 5 and the Kings 1. So long, everybody.